Tune into Harpistry for an eclectic mix of harp music from around the world. Sunday at midnight and Monday at noon, right here on KRVS.
Oh, you don't need a stamp on your passport to enter the world and culture of jazz. I'm DeJama Gagne, the producer of Passport to Modern Jazz, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. here at KRVS. I'm going to walk you through the gate into the sounds of concept New Orleans jazz, swing, bebop, hard bop, free funk fusions, and of course Hammond B3. Many of the best jazz musicians are from right here in South Louisiana.
Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. Weather for the KRVS listening area. Rain likely this afternoon, possibly another thunderstorm or two throughout the afternoon and evening. 60% chance of precipitation this afternoon and this evening. This evening showers likely, a thunderstorm or two, and a low this evening of 65 degrees. Currently, it's overcast, 71 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Coming up at 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. We're going to start this hour by heading into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
Joining me this afternoon is Jody Powell. She's been in our studios a number of times talking about theater. She's very involved in theater, community theater, and is here talking about a play she's directing that will open at Cité des Arts this Friday called The Glass Mendacity. And I know that a lot of people have been looking forward to this play opening, people who love Tennessee Williams, who love The Glass Menagerie, but many people have not heard of this play. So tell us just a bit about it and how you all discovered the play.
You're right. It's not been done in this area. I first saw it in Baton Rouge several years ago and thought, oh, I have to do this play one day. And then I saw it again in Lockport just last year, and I thought, okay, now's the time. Mm-hmm. This is the right time to do this play. It's called The Glass Mendacity because, like you mentioned, it's some Tennessee Williams here. Some people think right off the bat, oh, she's saying The Glass Menagerie incorrectly, but that's not true. Mm-hmm. It's part Glass Menagerie and part Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, which is where the word mendacity comes from.
Mm-hmm. It's also a little dash of streetcar in
there. Yeah, although that's not worked into the title, but it's certainly worked into the storyline.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned in your press release that Tennessee Williams is sort of prime for lampooning.
Exactly. It's the characters he writes. Mm-hmm. They're driven to madness, alcoholism, deceit, fantasy. And so where it plays dramatically very well, there's also a very good comedic spin to be put on it.
Mm-hmm. And of course, a lot of us can think of the movies over the years who have extremely exaggerated characters playing these Tennessee Williams characters. And sometimes it's the characters themselves, but often in our head are those just iconic images of the actors and actresses who played those characters, and they're part of the lampoon, I think.
True, because in the comedy realm, it almost moves into a caricature range. Mm-hmm. You know, they can play it in the more exaggerated sense and still be playing it almost straight.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us what mendacity means.
Lies and deceit.
Lies and more lies. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go through some of the characters that we meet in The Glass Mendacity.
Okay.
Because it's a mixture from these three plays.
Yeah, we meet him in a very different way this time. You've got Big Daddy from Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and he's played by Billy Walker this go-round. And he is just Big Daddy, but we've got the character of Amanda Dubois, and that's a blend of Amanda Wingfield from The Glass Menagerie and Big Mama Dubois from Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. So in this play, she's called Big Mama Amanda. She plays both characters because she's there as Big Daddy's wife and worried about him and his illness, but she's also simultaneously seeking a gentleman caller for her daughter, Laura, who is not normally Big Daddy's daughter, but he is in this version of the play.
And Laura, of course, from The Glass Menagerie.
Exactly.
Well, many people in our audience are familiar with a number of these, but let's just remind them of the story of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Cat on a Hot Tin Roof focuses on Big Daddy, who is coming home from the hospital, and it's his birthday party. Those are the two main events in the story. And he has an illness, although they're not being very specific about what it is because they don't want the family to make certain decisions anyway. And they don't want Big Daddy to know exactly what it is either. But like every good patient, they know what's going on with mm-hmm. themselves. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he has to find somebody within his family to give his estate to. Unfortunately, there's not too many worthy people in his family.
I always remember one of the lines, and as a child, I remember my parents just laughing and laughing over the line that Elizabeth Taylor calls the little children the no-neck monsters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That gets referenced in this play.
Mm-hmm. So you've got Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and then for those people who have not had the pleasure of seeing The Glass Menagerie, mm-hmm. just briefly describe that one.
Well, that in this particular play, it focuses on Laura. She's right. a big part of Glass Menagerie, mm-hmm. and there's some other stories in Menagerie that aren't so much focused on in this version, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. But it's about Laura and how she lives in a fantasy world with her glass menagerie, her little glass animals, mm-hmm. and her mother's strong desire to find a gentleman caller for her because her mother had a history of having a lot of suitors when she was growing up mm-hmm. and thinks it's a travesty that her daughter does not. And she's also worried that, you know, her daughter's never going to marry anybody and she'll be having to take care of her for the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm. And then the other characters come from Streetcar Named Desire. How do they, which characters are named from A Streetcar Named Desire?
We have Stanley and Blanche from A Streetcar Named Desire. Now, in this particular version, Stanley is married to Blanche, who is actually his sister-in-law in A Streetcar Named Desire, okay? But he's married to Blanche, who is as crazy as ever, I can say without giving too much away, but he's got eyes for Maggie the Cat from Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Who is, of course, in the film played by Elizabeth Taylor,
right.
which I think none of us can get that out of our head mm-hmm. if we've seen that film.
Mm-hmm.
So really it is Cat on a Hot Tin Roof with these other characters kind of mixing in there, sort of the family gathering. That sounds like what's
right.
happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cat carries more substance in this play than the other two.
Right. So how has your sense of Tennessee Williams changed as you've been doing this very comic version of his characters? Do you find you appreciate him more?
I do. I wonder if he had any idea of how this would have turned out, you know, if he had a whimsical side to it and thought about how it could be, these characters and these storylines could be turned on their ear, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, you do always get the sense there's this dark comedy mm-hmm. running through his plays.
Mm-hmm. Right, because I did Glass Menagerie when I was, you know, many years ago, early in my career, and some of the lines I still recall today with a humor side to them, mm-hmm. you know?
Mm-hmm.
That they're almost just hysterical with the emphasis on hysteria, you know?
So the writers of this play are really just kind of picking up
yeah.
on those cues as well.
Yeah, they pick some good lines to parody.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some of the actors that you have, because you need to have very special actors to pull off this kind of lampooning.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have a great cast. I'm so proud of the work that they are doing. They are cracking me up rehearsal after rehearsal. We hear the same lines night after night, and we're still laughing at ourselves. It's led by Michael Cato, a UL graduate of the Performing Arts Department. He plays the combination of Mitch from A Streetcar Named Desire and Tom, the brother in, well, brother slash son, in The Glass Menagerie, because he narrates the play. And Jim O'Connor, the gentleman caller for Laura. So he actually plays three characters all wrapped up into one. And Michael brings just the deadpan humor to the play that
it needs.
Yes, that
mm-hmm.
it needs.
Mm-hmm.
And that is contrast to John Snyder playing Stanley, who is this over-the-top, really out-there-in-your-face character.
So is there a moment at which all of these people are at dinner together?
Oh, yes. It's not really dinner. It's Big Daddy's birthday party. But, oh, yes, they're all on stage together.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay, so Michael Cato as Mitch O'Connor, really three
mm-hmm.
characters.
Mm-hmm.
And then Katrin Schmidt as Maggie the Cat.
Yeah, Katrin's doing a really good job. She's got some very interesting interactions with Brick, but also with Stanley, being as she's the object of his affection in this particular play.
Mm-hmm.
She's wonderful. She's got the Southern accent and the tragedy air about her that is just right.
Mm-hmm. And that takes a lot of guts to fill that role, you know, knowing, again, how
mm-hmm.
iconic that the movie role
mm-hmm.
was and that people have that in their minds. And so who are some of the other actors?
Erin Segura has been seen around Lafayette lately. She plays the shy Laura, and she is just strictly the character of Laura, nobody else. But she's so sweet and so shy, and she's got the limp that poor Laura has that keeps her from meeting and staying that suitor. She's so sweet with her little glass animals. It's so cute to watch her. We also have Mary Gail Lamonti de Villiers, who happens to be my mother. And she played my mother Amanda in The Glass Menagerie in those early 1980s. This is a project that she's been looking forward to for a while, because she used to do quite a bit of acting, and she's been off stage for 5 years now, and she's very happy to get back into this one. And so she's the character of Big Mama Amanda Woman, and she's, poor thing, she's so desperate for Big Daddy's affections, and she tries to love him, but he just shoos her away all the time, and that's pretty funny to watch.
Well, who is Big Daddy?
Oh, Big Daddy is Billy Walker.
Billy Walker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Billy's done a number of plays in the New Iberia area with iPal. He was just Billy Flynn in Chicago and wowed audiences there. And he is Big Daddy in every sense of the word. He's got a big booming voice and a good southern accent, and he rules the roost over his family.
He really has to fill the stage. And then another one that would be difficult to fill would be the Blanche DuBois character.
Oh yeah, and the writers of this play were very wise in leaving Blanche as just Blanche, no other added characters blended in, because she's about all she can handle, you know.
Especially married to Stanley.
Married to Stanley, a crazy history, a lot of voices already in her head, you know. So she's also hysterically tragic, in that, much like the original play, she kind of goes off the deep end in this one too.
So it's full of everything that Tennessee Williams wrote about as well.
Yes, it's all there.
Yeah. If you have just tuned in, my guest is Jody Powell. She is directing The Glass Mendacity that will open this Friday at Cité des Arts, kind of a comic version of several of Tennessee Williams' plays, mingling characters, mingling plots, just kind of all mixed up together. And how did you react when you first saw the play?
I am familiar with all three plays. I'm familiar with some of the lines and definitely the characters, and so I appreciated the development, you know. But I want to say that you don't have to know Tennessee Williams. It's broad comedy. It's, if you don't know how the characters all were in the original play, it doesn't matter, because this play stands alone in the comedy in and of itself.
Well, I think that'll relieve some people where they have to go out and read it before Friday, before they go see the play. So really they can just appreciate it and the humor of it without having seen the other plays.
Right. And I think that's the wisdom of these authors here who did that, you know, because it can be appreciated by somebody who doesn't know them, because the situations are comic just on their own. I don't think I said enough about John Snyder. I just want to add in about him. He's an actor that's been, was seen in Lafayette several years ago, and then was studying in New York for a while, and is back here, and he's recently done a couple of shows, and he's worth coming to see. You've got to see John.
And his character again.
He's Stanley. And I will tell you that there is a Stella moment.
All right. Well, wait.
With a twist.
Of course. Now, the play opens on Friday. How many opportunities do people have to see the play?
Six. We're running it Friday, Saturday, Sunday of this weekend and the next. Evenings are at 7:30. That's Friday and Saturday at 7:30, and Sundays at 2 o'clock.
Okay, and how do people get tickets for the play?
CitéDesArts.org is the website. You can go on there and use their PayPal feature to buy a ticket, or you can call 291-1122 and reserve a ticket over the phone.
All right.
And tickets are generally available at the door as well. Tickets are $15 general admission and $10 for seniors and students.
Okay. And you may find that you're inspiring a whole generation to actually go out and read the plays and perhaps see all of the classic films that were made of some of those plays.
True, because you're not seeing these plays in their dramatic form done in this area right now, so might spawn a Tennessee Williams revival here.
That's right. That can always be a good thing. Tennessee Williams in The Glass Mendacity, a lampoon of three of his plays, characters all mingling in various ways and forms, some morphing into each other. So just go and enjoy that. And again, you do not have to have read the plays or really even know that much about Tennessee Williams to appreciate and enjoy it.
Just wanted to say this is being produced by Nathaniel T. Productions Company. Nathaniel's been a wonderful producer, very supportive, as has Christy Lichty over at Cité des Arts Bin. Mm-hmm. She's provided me with a helpful staff, Jim Phillips and Brandy Champagne helping out with the lighting. So I've got a very supportive crew all around, too.
All right, well, there's a lot of goodwill and energy over at Cité des Arts for all of the arts.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. They're very welcoming. So easy to work over there.
And they have a website. You can go to the website to look at the calendar and see what else is going on over there.
Oh, they have a lot of things going on. They've got films and storytelling and music events.
Mm-hmm. Lots of summer camps, I think, for kids.
Wow. I think there's some still going on. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But that is citedesarts.org.
All right. And Jody, anything coming up in the future? I know we were talking earlier that this is your third play in a row since the fall. Mm-hmm. What were the other two plays?
It's the third play I've directed since the fall. I think it's the sixth one that I've actually been in or worked on since the fall. I directed The Murder Room at Eunice Players Theater most recently and A Nice Family Gathering there in November. I was in Love Letters last weekend with Vincent Barra and Rabbit Hole earlier this year with some UL students, and also produced in conjunction with Nathaniel with Acadiana Performing Arts Academy. Coming up, I have the Acadiana Repertory Theater New Works Festival. And if you haven't heard about that yet, I'm sure you will soon, or we can book something.
You know, people listening to what you're saying, I'm sure some of them wish there was one site they could go to find out all of the theater productions, because there is so much. All of the small communities around have community theater. In mm-hmm. Lafayette alone, there are, I don't know how many theater companies right now. It really would be nice to...
Well, there is something. Mm-hmm. Marie Diaz runs Acadiana Theater Happenings. It's on a blog spot, though. It is a website, but it's through the blog spot, and that is Acadiana Theater Happenings with an S .blogspot.com. And all the local theater companies who send something to Marie puts on her blog, and she links to all the area theater companies. Now, the theater personnel have to send it to Marie, and she will put it up. If a theater company has not sent her something, they're not going to be listed there. But a lot of people do send Marie their information, so that is
a really good start there.
Mm-hmm. It's a good start.
So check that blog spot out and keep it bookmarked, and you can find out more about
auditions, reviews, performances. She lists it all.
All right, not just performances. Well, maybe she'll put that up on Facebook at some point, and people can like that. So search that out, but definitely make an effort to find out what's going on in theater, because we have a lot of talent, a lot of original work, a lot of well-known plays. It's a real mix in our community. Again, my guest, Jody Powell, directing The Glass Mendacity, opening at Cité des Arts this Friday, will run this weekend and the following weekend. And people can find out more about the play itself, search online, and
we do have a Facebook webpage. Okay. The Glass Mendacity at Cité des Arts is our webpage.
All right. Check that out and find out more about The Glass Mendacity. Thanks so much, Jody, and hope you get a little bit of a rest before your next theatrical production.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you both. Judith will be back in just a few minutes with a rundown of the events calendar. Next up, the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra perform Igor Stravinsky's 8 instrumental miniatures for 15 players.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Orpheus Chamber Orchestra performed Igor Stravinsky's 8 instrumental miniatures for 15 players. 26 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Next up on KRVS, James Conlon conducts members of the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra. This is a performance of Francis Poulenc's Aubade, a concerto for piano and 18 instruments. Performing piano, François René Duchable.
Thank you.
Pianist François-René Duchâble, along with the Rotterdam Philharmonic Orchestra under the direction of James Conlon, performed Francis Poulenc's Aubade.
And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Lots of courses for children, summer camps for kids. The UL Lafayette Potpourri and Continuing Education Program offer lots of courses in dance and science, sports and music, academic classes as well. For more information, you can call Potpourri at UL Lafayette at 482-6386. And as always, lots of classes for adults through Continuing Education. Vermilionville is offering summer camps for kids. They are offering a Nature Comes Alive summer camp with two sessions in July, and History Comes Alive with also two sessions in July. For more information about either of these camps, you can go to their website or call Vermilionville. This evening at Vermilionville, the Center for Cultural and Ecotourism continues its backyard series with a presentation on Atchafalaya flora and fauna, the plants and animals of the Atchafalaya Basin. They will be giving a presentation starting at 6:30. Naturalist Jim Delahousie will be there, as well as UL botanist Gary Landry. Bring questions and things to share that you've experienced in the basin. They will be showing slides and they will have examples of plants from the basin. That's tonight at 6:30 at Vermilionville in the Performance Center. It's a free program and all ages are invited. The Itinerant Theater Group will open in Lake Charles at the Gibson Barham Gallery of the Imperial Calcasieu Museum. They will open their production, their initial production, The Firsts, They Made a Difference. And the firsts are women who forged their way in many different areas in science and journalism and entertainment. On Thursday, June 14th, the two firsts that will be presented are Caroline Dorman and Margaret Dixon. Caroline Dorman was a forester, and she was responsible for Kisatchie National Forest. Margaret Dixon was a managing editor at the Baton Rouge newspaper starting in the early 30s. She was a journalist. So those monologues will be presented on Thursday and the following two Thursdays as well. On Friday, June 15th, Clyde Connell and Rosa Hart will be presented. All of that will take place at the Imperial Calcasieu Museum in Lake Charles, the Itinerant Theatre Incorporated's first production. For more information, you can call the Calcasieu Museum. You can go to the Itinerant Theatre's website and find out more. Tickets are available through their website, itinerantheatre.com, or at the door. That's opening Thursday and Friday, and will run for the following two weekends as well. In Grand Coteau, there will be an oral history and literary nonfiction presentation. Joseph Bay Brooks will be giving an oral history about Grand Coteau, and his presentation will be filmed by documentary filmmaker Cherie Breaux. Also, Constance Adler will be there reading from her new book, My Bayou, which is a memoir that takes place in New Orleans. And we'll have Constance in our studios on Thursday to talk about her work. That program at Casa Azul in Grand Coteau is from 7 until 9. It's free and open to everyone. On Thursday at Cité des Arts, Jeff Albert's Instigation Quartet, featuring Dickie Landry, Tim Daisy, and Joseph Butts. We'll be speaking with Joseph on Thursday about that performance at Cité, this Thursday, June 14th at 9:30. And the Glass Mendacity will open on Friday at Cité des Arts. Jody Powell will be directing the Glass Mendacity. It is a collection of characters and plays by Tennessee Williams that have been all mixed up together and with a little comic twist, quite a number of comic twists. Tickets will be available at the door of Cité, or you can call them to reserve tickets. Also at Cité, 13 Moons, an original musical project featuring New Orleans musician Gray Hawk Perkins, a Native American of the Choctaw and Houma Nations, as well as the Mezcal Jazz Unit, a French jazz quartet from Montpellier in France. They will be at Cité des Arts on Sunday, the 17th at 7 o'clock, and in New Orleans Friday, and I believe they'll be in Mandeville on Monday. For more information, you can call Cité des Arts. And continuing at Theater 810 this weekend, The Complete Women of Shakespeare, two one-act plays being presented on Friday and actually on Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, Friday and Saturday at 8 o'clock and on Sunday at 3 o'clock. The number to call is 484-0172. That's Theater 810's number. You can chance getting tickets at the door, but it is a very intimate theater, about 50 seats. So best to call ahead to reserve tickets. Again, that number is 484-0172 for The Complete Women of Shakespeare. And those two one-act plays are Second Best Bed and When Shakespeare's Ladies Meet. On Saturday afternoon, there will be a children's drum circle at Cité des Arts that will be led by Claire Hernandez. For more information or to register for the drum circle for your children, you can call Claire Hernandez at 337-593-0166 or call Cité for her contact information. A poetry reading on Saturday, the 16th. Poetry readings by Dave Brinks and Megan Burns, who are poets and essayists from New Orleans. They will read on Saturday from 7 to 8:30 downtown Lafayette on Jefferson Street at Carpe Diem. At the Hilliard University Art Museum, an exhibit called Finding Egypt in Louisiana, the Ambassador Jefferson Caffrey Collection. These are artifacts from his travels and his ambassadorship in Egypt in the 40s and 50s. For more information, you can go to the Hilliard's website, that's museum.louisiana.edu, or call the museum. Next week at Theater 810, the Acadiana Repertory Theater will present their 2012 New Works Festival, and we'll be speaking to members of the Acadiana Rep next week about that presentation. A new film series in Lafayette called the Cane Fire Film Series will present its first film next Saturday, June 23rd at the Light Center. The title of the film is Surviving Prairie progress. And we will be speaking with Mike Myers tomorrow about that new film series, again called Kane Fire Film Series. And for information on KRVS's programming, stop by our website, which is krvs.org. Click on the schedule button or search for individual programs to find out more about those programs. You can podcast from many of our locally produced programs. You can either listen to archived program right at that site, or you can download it for listening to later on. And of course, you can always support KRVS securely and easily at our website. Click on the support button and find the many ways that you can support KRVS. Your support is crucial to us. You can make an individual contribution. You can, if you're a business or an organization, do program underwriting. And you can consider donating a vehicle to KRVS, whether it's a car or truck or RV that's taking up space in your driveway or garage or curbside. Go to our website and you'll see a red button on our page that says vehicle donation. Click on that and fill out information about your vehicle. Send it in and we'll get back to you about that car. It's a great way to support KRVS. We really appreciate all of you who have donated your vehicles to KRVS. It's a huge help. That's all at krvs.org. Stay tuned to us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6 o'clock. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock on Tuesday evenings, we join From the Top with host Chris O'Reilly. And at 8, we begin our evening of locally produced jazz, beginning at 8 with John Green's Night Train Jazz. At 10 o'clock, it's Djalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz. At midnight, Judy Carmichael's Jazz Inspired. And at 1 o'clock in the morning, Lee Klein-Peters' Born on the Bayou. In just a few moments, we join NPR's All Things Considered. Thank you.